You're listening to a Mash Those Buttons production. Visit us at mashthosebuttons.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello and welcome to Wondrous Tales. I am your host, Christy, also known as Lily or Pop-Tart, and I'm here today with Kristen, also known as Kristen, and Chip, also known as Pan. How are you guys?
Hello.
Happy.
Hello there. Didn't
what
see you come
going
in
on right now. Happy Final Fantasy 11 event time. Oh, tome time.
Yeah.
I was going to say,
happy
yeah.
Tome time.
Yeah.
Okay, but they really upped their game with that this time.
Did get a glow up. I'm excited to try stuff.
Same.
I didn't look at the list. I looked at nothing what? About this. Yeah, well, okay. Oh,
it's not about the list. Wait.
Yes.
Let me finish the intro.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. If you didn't know, we are a Final Fantasy 14 podcast.
Go ahead.
It's too early for this shit, man. Today we'll be covering 6.55 MOG events and whatever spicy things I guess we decide to cover. There's not really that many spicy things, I don't think. If you want to reach out to us, you could do so on Discord, and that is mash.gg/discord. And we usually do some sharing time, but I feel like that's going to be most of 6.55. Unless you had anything to share.
Excuse me, I have spice to share.
Oh, ooh, spice must flow. We're celebrating the upcoming release of the second part of the Dune movies.
Oh, with the popcorn bucket that's so great looking?
Sure, yeah, why not?
Oh, that's, yeah.
Anyway, spice flow.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Shatter.
Oh, that is a 6.55 thing.
That is. Can we not though? Because man, you know what they did? Well, you go ahead. I'm curious to see if our views on this lineup.
Well, I've actually been doing it pretty regularly, and this ice change where the big ices are just back to back spawning. Are you getting that?
Oh yeah.
And so everyone just forgot about trap ices existing, and every team I've been on is just beelining it for the other team's big ice instead of PvPing against the other teams.
Uh-huh.
And it's just pinch after pinch. Uh-huh. I've tried shouting about it, saying, hey, this is how this is supposed to work. And yet the horde still goes and gets pinched repeatedly.
By the Alliance, obviously. No,
you need to be the D.
Humor for y'all.
They aren't even listening to my D.
Oh.
So you don't have big D energy?
I don't, apparently, but I'm just guys. But it's literally just big ices, and then maybe once around the little ices pop.
Yeah. So question for you, Kristen, in your observation, would you say that your shatters tend to go all the way up to or very close to the timeout?
I did have one that went to the timeout.
Mm-hmm. Do they feel longer, anecdotally?
Yes.
Yeah, because they are. They absolutely are. I also noticed this, and it sucks. Shatter was bad enough, and now they've made it the new secure, where it just goes basically to timeout. Nobody can win. It's not.
I don't. How do they keep making it worse?
How? What was their thought process on, hey, let's just make the big ices spawn instead of the little ones? Are we paying too much attention to the little ones?
I'm going to ask a leading question, but how often do you think in the Square Enix, dev office, how often do you think they sit down and get a full, 18v18v18 PvP match going?
probably not amongst themselves, but Yoshi P seems like he's just so PvP oriented, but I guess maybe he's just crystalline conflict and not front lines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be my guess. And, you know, I imagine if you see Yoshi's character roll in on the on a JP server where he PvPs, you're going to turn off whatever cheats you had on. you know, and he's a busy dude, right? He's got like two games to support. He's got that PC port he needs to get rolling on, please and thank you. Who knows what else he's doing in a creative business unit 3. I can't say that name non-sarcastically. It's so fucking stupid. Anyway,
so creative.
It just really exudes artistry, right? You know, you've got Pixar and you've got DreamWorks and you've got Creative Business Unit 3. Anyway, yeah, like I don't think they like play a lot of front lines. Like, I don't know.
He's bad, man.
I can't get a PvP.
Yeah, because of the timing.
Yeah, if I try in the afternoon, there's just nothing.
I mean, right. And that's the problem is your afternoon time. Like, it's, you know, we're recording, Chris and I are on the West Coast of the US. It's 11 p.m. here, so, and it's 8 a.m. there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, like, your afternoon time, like, if you want to play at 1 or 2, that's, like, 5, 6 in the damn morning here. Like, that's not, that's nothing. Like, it sucks. Like, you know, I mean, in and on the weekdays, too, it's got to be extra bad because, you know, even on, it's just a bad time.
Yeah.
You're having a bad time.
I am.
It is too bad. Are they adding like cross region DC travel, or they're still just like, we could and we're like thinking about it, but we don't know?
I don't think so. I don't really think that that's really been much of a topic.
Okay. I know it came up I'm going to say it came up in a live letter or something in that sort of context or a Q&A panel.
I kind of feel like they said that they could, but they're not really fully open to the idea of doing it.
They don't want the gaijin. I get it. Yeah. Oh, yeah, right. That's right. Because we joked about this with my lazy joke. I mean, I think it's more than that, right? I think I said something derogatory about French people, too. Sorry.
You absolutely did.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually really love the French and their food and beautiful country. But I wouldn't be an American if I wasn't kind of, you know, jingoistic.
I was waiting to see where that was going.
Bit, just a little bit, not too much, just a little bit. No, I'm kidding. but yeah, that timing sucks for you.
And don't get me wrong, like any of the issues that I run into would not be enough for me to transfer to another server, especially because I don't want to lose all my friends. Right. That would really suck.
Yeah, I'd stop being your friend. Sorry.
Damn.
Wow. Whoa.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Cold-blooded.
Yikes. Damn. It's fine. I understand.
Start calling you Shiva. Iceheart over here.
Damn.
Your evening should be good for kind of the mass events. I mean, sorry if you have a social life, but...
I don't, but I stream 6 p.m. to midnight, basically. And then I'm like, okay, it's time for bed.
So you have a parasocial life.
Well.
Yeah. Yes.
Sorry, I'm very proud of that joke. I shouldn't be, but I am.
It's fine. It was a joke.
Wow.
It existed. It happened.
So my next spice.
Yes.
Go. Moving spice. On.
Yes.
Yeah.
The shouts constantly about like, join our free company, yada, so yada. I usually ignore.
I install the plugin right? Hide these, so I never see them anymore. Anyway, go on.
I should. But yeah, so I saw one the other day that actually caught my eye because it was just like, free company recruiting, friendly. Then it like listed what they do. And then at the very end of their advertisement, it said, no alts allowed. And I was... struck me as odd because it's like so many people that are just like myself that are just into this game, like have a million alts and are in, we have a few in Geki where I know alts and they're on different servers, this and that.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, boy, you're really limiting yourself because probably everyone that you're shouting to right now is an alt. Probably not everyone, but a good portion.
Especially in these times, yeah.
Right, especially in the right down now, times, yeah, quiet yeah. times, people are leveling up alts and downtimes playing TM. On alts.
I think, yes. like, I get the motivation, right? Like, you want to have an active, engaged group.
Dedicated.
A big, dedicated group so that you can pull together some of the bigger FC activities and blah, 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 whatever. Like, I get, like, kind of the motivation, but, man, I also can't imagine being in a free company with 200 to 300 of my best friends who were like all kind of actively playing the game. Like, this sounds exhausting.
Yeah. And then fighting for who's in whose raid static or whatever.
Yep. Cause it's gonna get clicky. Mm-hmm. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
So that struck me as interesting. Also, I did a dungeon with a player named Curbs Burbs, and I was so excited because I have a burb named Curb.
That's amazing. Okay.
I had to bring that up, and I let them know how excited I was to do the dungeon with them.
Awesome.
Okay. 10 out of 10 with dungeon again.
I think besides everything else, I think was 6.55 stuff that I have.
Yeah. I think mine's pretty much all 6.55 stuff. I did some other.
Yeah.
You know, dungeons and stuff.
I did do the 11 event on an alt just to kind of you? Refresh my drink. And I had forgotten that they showed screenshots from 11 in there. And that kind of got me all nostalgia.
Oh, okay.
Since it had been years since I had done that event.
I mean, you can play on that 75 era private server.
Again, finding the time in the day.
Could you get, like retired and then you would have time for it? Probably.
Yeah. Just divide my time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't worry. We'll all play together retail. Not whatever version.
I still got my discs.
I would hop into retail because I think the leveling is fast. Like, I'm not going to do like end game stuff with you. Sorry. But
I just want to do story. Like,
the leveling, like the story stuff, you can zip through pretty good. And then you kind of hit the end of like making fancy weapons, I guess, is the big thing now. I don't know. Somebody in their Discord, I know there's more than one person who plays 11 can elucidate us.
Yeah. Well, 2 months, I'm putting a timer on it unless I don't have my PC yet. And then.
Ooh. I mean, you don't need, you can play. You could play like 12 copies of 11 on a Steam Deck. It's not not a real demanding game.
That's not the point, man. This setup is not my favorite.
Okay. It's like not conducive to you playing like an MMO with a bunch of notes and like streaming it all and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I have a single screen when I'm used to like an ultra wide and a TV and another screen. You know, it's just.
Yeah.
All on a table. Like it's
the
all...
studio is incomplete.
Mm-hmm. Have I shown you a picture of my stream setup?
I think so. And I think I remember thinking that your screen was like also really small, like weirdly small.
Don't worry, I'll send you a picture right now.
Like, it's just as good as when I played on a laptop on a TV tray.
Man, you did do that.
That's basically what this is.
Don't
mind the dust.
Yeah, okay, I feel you. That's
don't mind my mouse pad either.
That is a paper towel.
It has chocolate pudding on it.
It sure does. Look at that. There it is.
Someone spilled that. I got to get a new one. It's starting to rip.
Can I get you a mouse pad? I feel like you shouldn't.
I just don't want to invest in a small mouse pad.
When you have everything packed and like ready to pop out once you have a real desk and then you can have the big like desk wide like pad. Yeah, no, okay.
Exactly.
I mean, like the back of a notebook or something though. I mean, crying out loud. Like,
it's not big enough. All my notebooks are smaller.
Okay, well, this is really bumming me out. Let's move on.
Do you guys have any other sharing?
Oh, the only thing even sort of noteworthy is I finally got over 4 million MGP and I bought the Blackjack and it doesn't even play the good song.
No, yeah.
Yeah, and I know we talked about that, but I completely forgot. And so I got it and I like pulled it out. I'm like, heck yeah, you're going to go in my favorite. So this is going to be so cool. I'm going to be like Setzer flying around. I got the hair like Setzer and everything. And like, nope, no music.
Basic.
Damn.
I just, y'all, they own the music. Just put the music in the thing.
Right. For 4 million MGP, you'd think.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, and that's
they
all
put all of the songs in this game too. So it's not
right.
Like,
right. Is it that hard to put it onto the mount?
Yeah. That's just I'm weird. So close. I'm almost there.
I'm almost at 3 million again.
Yeah, but you do like
I barely do anything.
Yeah, but you probably still do. I don't know, like some of the events, like Slice or the other ones, the airplane guy.
I avoid the Leap of Faith now because I just that mushroom one. Man, I still can't get it.
I also did not spend all that much time in the
In the Blunder Zone?
Yeah, in Blunderville.
Yeah, that got me some good MGP.
Right, yeah, the rewards are really good, and I just like, and it wasn't even unfun, because my ping is really low, sorry, but that does help a lot. It wasn't bad, but I just didn't do it.
I did it a little bit at home, but then I was, when all of the cheat stuff started coming out, I was kind of getting frustrated because I would fall from
the fun out.
Yeah. And then when I moved, I just thought about it and I was like, I don't want to do that on this ping. Not right now.
You literally would have wanted, I mean, you would have needed a cheat thing. Like,
yeah.
Right? Like, to finish those courts, like with your ping being whatever, like 200, 300 milliseconds, whatever you said it is, like, there's no way.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't win a single one. I didn't even come close, but I wasn't doing it as much as the other people. This is like such a strong opinion, and I apologize. Mm. Like, if this is how you play the game, that's how you play the game. That's fine. But when people take the game and turn it into not a game, and it's like basically all they do that one specific thing over and over and over again so they can be the first or, you know, the person that's like, oh, I did this. Like, that sucks the fun out of it for me because I'm like, I'm just trying to play, dude. Like, it's fine. Like, you don't have to do all that.
So this is why in, like, PvP-focused games, which this game is not, you have tiers. And you get bucketed into the try hard or like the casual tiers. I mean, there's a bunch in the middle. It's a gradient. That's the whole point.
Right.
And they don't do that. And that's unfortunate like what bothered me about that was that they do tie like an achievement to
first
getting
place.
100 for, you know, to first place. It's like the rewards, you can get all the rewards, you know, and you get, you know, extra points or whatever for first place. I'm pretty sure. But you can get all the rewards by just kind of grinding it out. And you don't have to win. You can come in last place. Like, you'll still get there eventually, except for the dumbass achievement. And I don't think they should tie PvP, you know, achievements to, like, number of wins.
Yeah. It should just be number of times you go in.
Because it incentivizes cheating. And as much as I'm super mod friendly in this game, the second you're pulling out mods for PvP content, you suck. That's cheating.
Yeah.
That's my line. It's like, nope, this is, you know, fair is fair.
Agreed. And you're right. I think that they should have, it's so stupid, but I think they should have an actual tier list, like how they do in Crystalline Conflict, even though it's busted and you have bronze with diamonds playing or whatever the hell, you know,
sure
it is. Yeah. But
then they're cheating too.
Yeah.
True. But that's it. Like all the cheaters will be together and then I can play with all of the people who are just trying to have fun.
And trying to murder you.
Yeah, that's the fun thing about Fall Guys, the one time I played it, was you're just in there jumping around being an idiot with a bunch of other people, you know, and you win, whatever. But there's an opportunity to win.
Right.
There's just like zero chance. Anyway, I'm done. Sorry. I didn't mean to go on a rant. It's just a little, I think it took the fun out of it for a lot of people, too.
That was more spice.
I didn't. You know, that was another reason I didn't want to do it a lot is it's like I didn't feel like I had a realistic shot at like I absolutely saw people botting their way up. And I'm just like, like, seriously, it bumps me out, too, because I'm sorry, but that's pretty sad.
Yeah.
It's just an achievement.
My win came before the bots came.
Yeah. Yeah. And I had somewhere where there were no bots and I was like close to winning and I didn't. And like if that had been it the whole time, like, great. But I saw enough of like. Okay, like I'm not going to try to win because half the time I think the cards, you know, are stacked against me.
Yeah.
And I don't know how it was towards the end of it, but that's how it was more, you know, not near the beginning, but after a couple, 3 weeks in. And I don't know.
What I was seeing towards the end was a lot of people like blinking in and blinking out of the starting area. I think what they were trying to do was they were trying to get into an instance where there was either just them or like less people.
Yeah.
It was taking a while.
Do you get the points if you're by yourself? I heard that it doesn't count towards the achievement if you win when you're the only one.
That I don't know. I just remember seeing like we would have to wait the entire like
2 minute period whatever
time. Yeah, because people would keep blinking in and blinking out.
It was that on top of the bad. This was obviously before I moved. I shouldn't have had like really bad ping or anything, but I would get thrown off the side by moves before the actual floor thing goes off.
It seems and like that a lot was, of people are having that trouble.
I mean, yeah, my ping is 25 to 30 milliseconds. And, you know, that even I felt like happened to me in places where I was like, I'm out of, and it happens to me now. And you were all the way on the other side of the country. So you had to be probably 80 milliseconds, give or take. And that's like 0.1 seconds, which is a lot. Like, it doesn't sound like a lot, but it really is a lot in terms of like quick reacting, like Twitch type games. So, yeah, this game just has bad netcode for this, too. I mean, that's the other it's the other reality. And that's the thing that like makes it so much sadder that people are like competing for wins. Like, guys, it's I don't know.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Anyway, that's my spice. We should talk about 6.55 unless anybody has more spice.
Do it. There was some spice in 6.55.
There was a little.
There was some spice. No, like actual spice.
Well, sure. I mean, trading and whatnot.
Like spice. Anyway. Seafood.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's tough.
I don't remember her name. I looked it up and I couldn't remember.
Is it Wook Lamott?
Wook. That sounds Wook Lamott. Right.
Yeah.
Wook Lamott. Okay. Because it's been like 2 weeks since I played it.
Mm-hmm.
Love her.
Love
her. Oh, yeah. She's adorbs. She is.
She is great.
She's adorable.
She is great. So I didn't write notes. I just threw screenshots in there so you can see her face. But I think the whole introduction of her and then the instance that you have with her was really good. I think it was a good setup.
One comment I have on the setup, like when we were talking to her and Charlayan, how she was talking about her siblings, you know, and how they're adopted. Mm-hmm. She mentioned that her brother was a Makote. And so I'm like, oh, he's probably the one in the trailer poster.
So that's why I put the poster at the end, because I think all of the people in the poster. So if you look at it, you have some of us in the middle and then the random cat on the right. And then you have her on the bottom with some Amalja. Is that what they're called?
Mm-hmm.
And then some girl at the top. So I think those might be the four contestants. That was like the running theory online.
Hmm. You don't think it's her brother?
Yeah, that's the Makote in the...
Oh,
yeah,
oh,
I get you saying.
Oh, I get you saying. Okay.
Yeah.
I saw some wild theory that like Aaronville is also like her brother. I'm like, what do you... No, stop it.
I heard that too, just because since she said that they've known each other since they were young, that they're thinking that he might be also royalty.
Okay.
Since he's been around her for so long.
Okay, I guess.
I made that assumption at first, but because of the way that they said that, but then after they were, you know, speaking a little bit more, I was just like, nah, they're just close because right. they grew up together, not because they were siblings. But I mean, it could be
if she was royalty, where would she have met him?
Well, Arenville's been doing, I mean, how long has he been gleaning? He's a bunny. He could be old as heck.
True. He could be gleaning like for 100 years.
He could have been gleaning when she was just a little cub.
No, I think he's young. I think he is actually young.
He probably is. Yeah.
Besides the Vi in the first, I think most of the bunnies are young.
Okay.
Because, you know, we had a bunch of people die.
Because of the whole world Nazi thing.
Yeah.
Right, sure. Okay, sure. That.
Now I'm curious. I'm going to look up his age.
I can't spell his name.
Erenville, right?
Oh, I had two R's.
I think it's just one.
Age 25.
Oh, okay.
He's a baby.
He's a baby.
He is. He's a little baby. He's a little baby bun.
He's a baby in terms of humans, too.
If they're about the same age.
He's a bunny, not a rabbit, you know?
He might be a brother.
Yeah.
Which then kind of holds the theory of the, like, outer kids on the poster being siblings.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say it would make sense because that girl on top is just kind of, oh my God, do you think that's
so they're
their
like
mom?
All siblings? Oh, man. Okay.
I don't think it's her mom. I remember somebody saying who it was, and now I don't remember. Princess something or other.
Leia?
Yes. Princess Leia. Yes, that's
Let's
right.
Let's roll with it. Yeah.
So Princess Leia's competing for the crown.
Weird hair.
Not quite
also,
lore
it's weird
accurate.
How she kind of, like, her color stands out from the rest of them, too. She's got that right. Heidelin glow.
I was about to say she's Heidelin reborn.
Oh, no. Come
Instead
on.
Instead of a realm reborn.
No, Let she's it go. Dead. It's all right. She's all right.
A-H-R. A Heidelin reborn.
A Heidelin reborn. All right.
Anyway, so Kryle's great.
Kryle was so good. I was screaming. First off,
I'm so excited.
They showed her earring, like, as the first thing they showed in, well, first off, the first thing was Varshawn and then us saying peace. So I feel like we're not going to see him until post-game Dawn Trail.
Yeah.
Well, we go to Charlene and see Kryle right away. She's already wearing the earring. I'm like, girl, do you know where that's been? Because I don't. But
are you allergic to nickel?
I mean, how gross can it? It's an earring.
Maybe she cleaned it.
It's off.
Been in an envelope. Yeah, that's right. True.
Yeah.
I want to see the job icons for the new jobs. And I'm wondering, is a clover going to be involved in it? Or is it going to be like an artist palette?
I would think it would be like the palette, like you said. That's, or just like a paintbrush.
It'd be cute.
Like, just a paintbrush.
Nah, I would like to.
A snake on a sword for Viper.
Yeah.
Do you think it would be a weapon and an offhand weapon, or just red mage it and just have it together?
Ooh, I hope it's one weapon.
You don't want a paladin situation?
I don't want another paladin situation.
Well, they're not going to do that. They've said that, like, I think the second that somebody can figure, and I really don't understand how they can't do this, but the second that somebody can figure out how to get rid of, the problem for paladin is people have locked in this idea that you can glamour the sword one way and the shield another.
And the shield, yeah.
So that's actually the only thing. Like, from a gear perspective, they could get rid of it. And they want to. Like Yoshi said, I hate it. I hate that it's there. But they have it for crafters, too. And I just don't get it. I don't know. I don't know what they're doing in this game.
Yeah. Anyway, so that instance was great. She's a great warrior.
Yes.
She pulled the fight the correct
best
way.
Monster? The best monster in the entire game we just met.
We killed it.
I bet. Well, they'll use that model again. Don't worry.
You know what?
But he was a big talking parrot. He was my favorite.
I love how shocked she was that it was talking. And I'm like, no, oh it's like God. Not actually talking. It is just repeating.
No, he's a smart boy. He's a smart boy.
Okay.
They're all smart, beautiful boys.
It's
all burb is good burb.
All burb's good.
I think he was just repeating.
He was.
Oh, I hate both of you.
But she didn't understand that. That's okay. Kristen was fully on board.
But maybe it was, like mocking. Like maybe he was doing it on purpose.
That's
you
right.
Know?
He was just being an ass. That's what they do. They're asses.
That
tracks with birds, actually. That tracks with all the birds I know.
They just have secret
jerks.
Board meetings and conversations in the back when you're not looking.
I can confirm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I like how they set up her character to be this very badass warrior, but still very naive and not traveled and stuff. Because I'm sure because she's a princess, she probably has people following her or she's used to the lay of the land where she's at. So you're not going to get huge beasts like this. And they really showed it, like, did a good job of portraying her as trying to put on a front. Like, yeah, I'm this big, strong warrior, but also just so inexperienced. Because even after the battle.
Did either of you watch Game of Thrones?
No.
No.
Rip. Okay, well, I'm just going to throw it out there anyway. She has a little bit of, like, Arya Stark vibes, where royalty, like, trained, you know, had professional sword trainers, like, wanted to be a badass and then was thrust into the actual world and was like, oh, it'd be like that. Mm-hmm. Okay, hold on.
Yeah, because after the fight, she was shaking, and then Graha was like, wow, you're so great. Oh, God, I love him. He's so nice.
he's so positive.
Did you see that thing about how he was supposed to be green when they were doing the at FanFest?
Excuse me?
What?
Graha was supposed to be green originally, and then they made him red instead.
Green Hatea.
So he was going to have like green hair and a green outfit. You guys didn't see that? It was like all the rage for like 3 days.
That flew over my head.
Well. We got Code Red instead of regular Mountain Dew Graha.
Code Red is a superior flavor of Mountain Dew. It is so true. That's, you know, now I gotta like look this up. Really?
You gotta send pictures. Pixar didn't happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Keep going with the story while I look up a pig.
Yeah.
I do like the green though. I don't know. What else do I have? Oh yeah, Kryle saved the day. I'm glad that they showed Pictomancer already because I was screaming.
Yeah, that's really good.
She's like, sorry, I'm late. I feel like people were making fun of her because that's her ongoing thing. Sorry, I'm late.
She's busy. She's got stuff going on.
She's got a lot going on.
Yeah, that's true.
She's got the whole, I really want to call it Baldessian Arsenal. The students of Baldessian. She's like got a whole arsenal to look after. I mean, she's got, you know, her whole little organization that she's very responsible for. I don't know. Busy. Lay off Kryle.
What confused me about that was Graha, again, was just like, go ahead, Kryle. I'll take care of the students while you're away. But I was like, does he not go with them? He's in the trailer, like, there with them.
So he's separate. So he said that, and I was like, aha, he's going to get there in a different way. Because the ship is just us and the twin, you know?
Yeah.
So you think he's on another team?
Yes.
Yeah, he must be. I don't know how I feel about going.
Are the students going to be on the team?
He
just said he's going to babysit, and now I don't know.
Maybe
he said
someone
he was going to babysit.
Maybe someone else takes over.
Maybe. So he's just a big fat liar, is what we're saying.
I mean,
or maybe something calls him.
You know, he did like a task rabbit, right? I mean, they literally have task rabbits in Charlian, so. He just was like, he said, yeah, I'll take care of it. And then he was like, actually, this is boring. I'm going to pay one of our task rabbits to take care of this while I get on a boat and come hang out with y'all.
And eat tacos.
I wonder if he's actually not there competing, but he is there for, you know, task rabbit or research purposes.
He's there for tacos.
He is there for tacos.
Does that taco in the trailer that he eats, does that look like a Crunchwrap Supreme to anybody but me?
It's shaped wrong.
It's just, it's like, it's too fat. It's weird.
It's not shaped like a stop sign, like Crunchwrap.
Oh, yeah. Oh, not a Crunchwrap. Gordita Crunch. The one with that's
Gordita. Yeah. Okay. I accept the Gordita.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like it looks kind of like a Gordita. Anyway.
So, yeah, Kryle saved the day. 10
Kryle
out of 10.
Saved the day.
Story is over. No, I do like how they had the spice come back in the story.
Yeah, they really kept playing that joke throughout. And it was a good joke to keep playing how all of our new friends kept having super spicy food.
Yeah. Well, that one was specifically from the story, too, because they're like, oh, someone ordered four times the amount of spice.
Yeah, we know so who.
It's the same.
Who could it be? But she's not even here anymore.
She's gone.
No.
She's palling around with what's his face.
I'm still like kind of shocked that they didn't find a way to make her a Scion.
She had to go back and fix her own world.
No, I mean, it's, you know, I think that makes a lot more sense, but I don't know.
Yeah.
People really liked her. R.I.P. Zero.
Yeah, they're trying to keep it very limited, it seems like.
She got the least treatment.
Core. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Ooh. I mean, Leash at least had a very mid expansion. Sorry, Stormblood Truthers. I actually really like Stormblood.
I like Stormblood too.
It's probably like my second favorite expansion, maybe third. I don't know. It was good.
I had to add the screenshot of at the end. Oh, I'm not even looking at the note I wrote for myself, but they were really vague. Like, Graha, mad, I don't want to read. I don't.
Uh-huh. What?
I think when he's like, oh, go learn about the new world in the library. And I was like, reading, that's for nerds.
Graha, mad, no read.
And then okay. I wrote, Graha said the line.
Okay.
Say the line, Graha.
Say the line. What was the line, though?
Okay, I think he did like a feel. What is the intro line? Feel, hear, think.
That sounds right. I think that did happen.
Hear the new world. Feel the new. Something.
Feel the new world.
I don't think he said feel the new world. I don't remember. I feel like I would have.
Don't quote us on this.
Think of the new world.
I mean, think the new world, maybe. Yeah, that seems like it. But.
And then we had this emotional conversation on the bridge, and we're just staring out to the port, to the sea beyond. But I'm a Lalafell, so it's just eye level of the fucking.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. It sure is. Wow, that sucks. They're usually good about that. Like, usually when there's, like, some weird Lalafell height nonsense, they have you, like, you know, kind of popped up, like, sitting up on the railing or something. That's really funny.
No, it is right in my... This is literally from the cutscene.
Right in view. Yeah. Oh, man.
I can't see shit.
No.
The bottom part of the ocean.
Yeah. Yeah, if you duck your head a little, you can kind of...
You should have been ducking in the cutscene.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Damn, you look dumb as hell standing there. That's funny.
I know, right? Like, what am I looking at?
Poor Lala problems.
The best part is the little pillar, too, that's, like, holding up the railing that's directly, it looks like, in your line of sight. Like, it's like, you could not be standing in a worse place to be looking out at the ocean.
Yeah. Like, there's literally an overhang kind of thing. Like, grass.
I mean, there's
2 feet away that we could just stand. Oh, you know what I was going to do? I was going to do the Simpson, do it for her, and then just put.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Well, now you have two choices.
During this is back with the Kryle part, did you notice how she was talking about the Archon realm, the ancient Pictomancer?
Did you catch
that?
I thought
that was cool.
Mm-hmm.
When she was talking about Pictomancy, that just came to my brain when we were laughing about your sad screenshot.
Do you think she's going to be the Pictomancer job trainer? I hope so.
She's still alive?
No. I mean, Kryle.
Oh, Kryle.
Yeah.
Better still be alive.
I was like, wait, what?
Well, okay, the only problem with Kryle being the job master, that whatever it is, mm-hmm. That means she is frozen in the story and she doesn't continue with the Scions.
I can't have that. She needs to be with us the whole time.
Why does it mean that? No. I obviously don't want her to, like, be stuck, but wait. Why would she be? I mean, like, you could just in the whatever last quest. I don't know. Okay.
Yeah, how would they do that in the future quest? Maybe she's on the moon or something, but then she's back on at home handing out paintbrushes.
But you got to think,
when you do Einstein for Realm Reborn, he's like your job dude for a while. Like, he's in and out.
But we don't get those anymore.
Yeah, exactly. So it kind of breaks the story.
Yeah.
Now it's just generic, like,
my immersion.
Ranged magic quests. So I don't think it'll probably just be some scholar in Charlian.
Oh, right. Yeah, because these are gonna start at 80.
Right. Wait,
this isn't early and starting in Gridania, I think they said.
Oh, did they?
So maybe it'll be a scholar that's visiting.
That's like a pretty artsy. Yeah. Okay.
With the elements.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, because you're not gonna unlock there's no skill unlocks, and they got rid of didn't they get rid of those in Shadowbringers too? Like, there weren't mandatory job quests for skill unlocks, but
it's all just generic.
But I think for Sage and for Reaper, they still made you do those job quest lines.
Until it was like just for the first 10 levels, though.
Right. And I'm wondering if they're going to do that again with these two jobs. Be like, hey, no, you actually we get that it unlocks at 80, but we're going to make you learn how to play the job by doing quests.
Yeah, that's probably what it'll be. The first 10 levels will get a story. And then it'll just fall into the lump of magical.
I feel like you could do that with Kryle, and she could still continue in the story. I don't see what, you know. I mean, you're probably right. And if it starts in Gridania, like, she's not going to be in Gridania, but oh well. Just
generic scholar.
I just want more Kryle time. That's all I'm saying.
Same.
I do like at the end of the story, or like when we're at the table talking and stuff, because I was like, this is a completely different location. Shouldn't we not get involved? But they did bring that up in story where they're like, no, this is the perfect time to do that because it shows how good we are at recruiting help or some shit. I don't know.
Yeah. They were like, well, it's like, you know, when you play Civilization and you meet a new civ and you do like the little pleasantries dance of maybe I'll send a diplomat to you and you send a guy to me and you get whatever hidden AI points that generates. It's, you know, it's just that. It's like, we're going to offer a delegation and try and schmooze you.
Yeah.
So that we can buy goods and services from you and perhaps cheap labor. No. You know, but open trade. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
That's all I had with story.
It was a good story.
It was a good story.
It was ready.
Yeah, it was a good setup. Now I had to wait way too long for the expansion.
When are they going to give us the next live letter?
I thought they would have announced it already.
I know.
That's a really good... Yeah, they haven't announced it. I mean, it's probably going to be a little while then.
It gives me time to save up some money for that sweet, sweet collector's edition.
What I'm worried about is they're going to just, like, surprise... I guess they would probably put that up during the live letter, right?
That's
like,
you gotta think.
Yeah.
That's my hope is that I'll be ready.
There will be some sort of at least, or they'll pre-arrange like the on sale time because it's historically been tough to get the physical editions the last couple of expansions. So, yeah.
Sold out immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah. There has been some talk about issues with the Square Enix store, surprise. So, if you are ordering these items, it was mentioned that you should maybe try to type in your credit card info fresh, or you can send it to me. No, I'm just kidding. Instead of just using the default saved option. So, I don't know how accurate that is, but I'll probably do that because I don't want to.
Yeah, I probably will too.
Any chances? Zero chances.
Zero chances.
What was it? The Heidelin Zodiac statue they're having issues. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, anyway, let's move on to Hildebrand.
Oh, Hildebrand was good.
Oh, yeah, Hildebrand.
It was good. The end.
The end.
Here's my question. My Warrior of Light is perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect person. I saved... Oh, hold up. Before we move to Hildebrand, because you mentioned inserting ourselves in the politics of another country, I'm going to go ahead and say that fighting a, you know, universe-ending threat and... thereby getting involved with a whole bunch of planets by killing Medion means we've inserted ourselves in a lot of politics anyway. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, but they're like our whole thing. Politics for our survival. This has nothing to do with us.
They're like literally on the same planet star. It's like more local. I think it's more local than going to the end of the universe, right?
That's like, not like world ending.
We are president of the earth now, so everything revolves around us.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I'm saying is basically like, yeah. I hope that somebody in the new world like does absolutely just dunk on the Warrior of Light and be like, who do you think you are?
I hope they don't know who we are. I hope they're like, who?
I do too. Yeah, like, why should I listen to you? Yeah.
I think that's going to be this expansion. It seems like it's going to be almost like a fresh start.
A reboot.
I would like that. I think I'd really like that. Like, just somebody to be like, who are you? Like, you don't even go here. Okay, right. Great. Make you prove yourself and, like, get established.
Yes.
Just a normie adventurer.
Or at least people think you are. Like, even if, you know, you're a god slayer. Because, like, it's in the Endwalker main story when one of the Garleans is like, don't, like, you're gonna fight a god killer, like, get out. Like, I don't want everybody to know that.
Yeah. And anyway, that's prevalent throughout the whole entirety of Endwalker at this point in the story. Every quest that you do, they showcase spoilers, I guess, for custom deliveries, even though I didn't finish it. But that's the majority of the Margaret story.
Mm-hmm.
People are like, what? That's who you are?
Oh my God, and you need to finish it because at I the know. End, it's going to make you cry.
Oh,
I cry from everything. That. Yeah. But that's the entirety of everywhere in Endwalker. Every side quest you do, you are known. Mm. Everybody knows who you are. And it's kind of a good feeling, too, because you're like, wow, after 10 years, people are like, oh, wow, you've done so much shit for us. Thank you.
Yeah. And I know, like, Yoshi at one point said, and I only know this because I saw it in a Reddit post, and I was like, oh, yeah, he did say that. He at one point said, like, he wants a new entry point for new players where they can kind of come in and start. And, you know, hopefully this is it.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of story. And, like, what if you're like, I want to play the story, but maybe not that much story.
Do you think they do a thing where it's, you can, nah, that might be too much. I was going to say you can start here instead of the new city or the old cities, but that would be too much work to implement that, I think.
I don't think, like, so. I think a few expansions from now, like one or two expansions from now, when you buy the game, it might come with a thing that lets you start, you know, right at 2.0 or right at Dawn Trail, let's say, if they make it that the new starting point.
They sell those.
They do sell those too. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you could do that story first and then.
I mean, you can, but that's not why people buy those.
Yeah.
But that would be rough just with the whole how the story flows to start there and then go back to everything else. But
I don't know. Anyway, here's the thing. My Warrior of Light is a god killer, super destroyer. You gonna tell me I miss a swing? I'm not 3 for 3. Get out. Get out. Go home with that.
With the biggest frying pan bat ever.
Right.
I like how it doesn't scale. Like, look at mine compared to yours.
Yours is amazing.
It's the whole frying pan. I could just lay in it. That's my bed now.
That is. That's, yeah. You could reenact the giant skillet scene from Disenchanted. Wow.
Damn.
It's so funny. I didn't see this picture until it looks amazing.
That's why I play Lalafell, because it's just, it makes things 10 times funnier.
Yeah.
Anyway, this story felt shorter than the others, which isn't a bad thing. It's fine.
I agree.
Because Hildebrand can very easily overstay its welcome. And I think a lot of people don't like this content because the relic's locked behind it.
Right.
But I like it. So thank you.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. I'm glad that it gave them a reason to keep going with Hildebrand. And, like, I don't think they'll do this. Don't take this as anything. If they did it, if this was the way they did relics in the next expansion, I'd be like, great, fine. Kill two birds with one stone. Find a weird, funny story to tell me and have Godbert be useful.
Yeah. Yeah. The trial, I've done it twice. There's one thing that kills me, and it's, like, the slicing of the field, and I can't tell if I just don't understand the mechanic or if my ping is actually messing with me, because it seems
it once, so I don't know,
pretty straightforward where it'll be like, it's like the what's her name, oh my god, I'm trying to say Halone,
not
host Halone,
not Halone.
Halone. Okay, yeah, Halone. I guess I was right.
Your Halone has an accent. It's over the last e.
So you know how she does the left, right, and out? That's what this mechanic looks like, but it's just, you know, different parts of the arena. So front, back, left, right.
Oh, and the it looks like stuff.
Yeah, it looks like it goes off in order, but when I'm running with the like the order, I always die. So I don't know if
you might just have bad ping. Like you might just be
okay. So she's not flipping around and it changes the orientation of where it slices.
But
I don't like the Simon ones.
Yeah.
I've done it twice and once was at FanFest. So
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's when I was that's when that's good.
So I lived.
I need that. Yep. That's the only time I died though. Both times I did it. The fight wasn't that deep. It wasn't like the Yojimbo fight. That one is rough, especially with new people.
You can ride like three Voln stacks pretty comfortably in that fight.
Yeah, but everybody spreads with the markers and you need a stack with the markers in that one.
Oh, yeah.
And then because if you spread, everybody dies because of donuts.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid donuts.
But yeah, fight was good. This is when I was trying to do PvP and it sat there for an hour and I was like, fuck it, I just want to do this trial. And then I sat there for 5 minutes maybe and got in. So that was cool. I do like the ending with the stalker dude. How, first off, is he One Punch Man? Like, what is this?
What?
His whole like training montage?
Yeah.
That was weird.
I don't even know his name.
I don't know that he has one.
Okay. There's like, all we know is this guy has been stalking us for the some of these quests, right? Like, that's it.
And that he smells bad.
Well, he stalks, what's her name? And he has since the beginning. I'm pretty sure he was in the Wrong Reborn Hildebrand quest.
Yeah, he's been Nashu? In it for a while.
Yeah, he stalks Nashu. He's just like a...
Oh, this creepo. Okay. Yeah. He's been like in and out.
Yeah.
He's usually in the back. Like if you watch the cutscenes, he's like somewhere he's in the background. Distance. Yeah, mm-hmm. Like he'll be like next to a tree off to the
close.
Left.
Okay. Close in the distance.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, yes. And he's getting
the song's about him.
Okay, that's weird. Picture. He's like doing a taxi driver, I guess. That's not good. That's bad. Don't do that.
People on social media actually were complaining about him, saying he needs to go. He's too creepy.
Or something needs to happen with him. Like,
right.
That's
it just seems like it's like a running joke of him just kind of being creepy.
Yeah. If it was
there's like a 1.0 thing that we're ignorant of here.
I think
it's
if he was
100 years.
Stalking them, not saying stalking is good at all. There is not a reason for stalking. But if it was more
Queen.
If it was more of a fanboy overall of the Hildebrand kind of name dynamic, that would be a lot different than just straight up just stalking her. I think that's
like if he
the
was-
issue.
If he was, you know, just House Manderville for life.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
He's in the Fanderville group.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. Yeah. Again, not saying stalking
it's still, like, sucks. It's not creepy. It's still creepy, but it's not creepy in that extra creepy way. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
But remember, kids, stalking is not okay.
Not okay.
No. Leave everybody alone. Leave Taylor alone. Oh my god.
Don't get me started.
the whole horror scene was I kind of liked it, but also like the I don't know. I'm just glad that our new BFF is still alive. They couldn't kill him off.
Oh my god, Brandehild? I was worried.
Yeah,
but
there's no. But we'll find
no, there's
a way
no to- way.
I was worried.
I wonder if they were going to, but then got such a fan reaction where they're like, well, because they even said we did not expect him to be this popular.
I think he's a good comedic foil because he's everything that Hildebrand is, you know, not.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But he's also like ridiculously modest. It's pretty funny. I don't know how long it'll stay funny, but they don't have to put him back in right away. Like he can just be sort of out there.
Right.
Yeah. So. Doing his own thing, making his own business.
And I know I've like gotten up on my soapbox and been like, they need to kill people, but like not He's not important. Like, it doesn't matter. Leave him alive. That's a great fan service. We don't kill people thing.
Yeah.
Ishtola, no more death fake outs. You do it or you don't. That's all I'm saying.
Damn.
Yeah.
Ishtola.
Did you see that she has, she's got 12 sisters, or she's one of 12 sisters? They were talking about that online yesterday.
I mean, there's her one sister that's in Gridnania that
yeah.
you do the summoner quest with.
And then
I didn't know she had
she's 11 one of 12.
Other,
yeah.
Or 10 other.
And one of them's in the Final Fantasy 15 DLC, somebody brought up in the social media thread that I was reading.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. But she was
also the one DLC I did in 15. That's funny.
I think she was also like the intro person to the 14 event for the 15 stuff.
Hmm.
So she was in
that
14.
Right, yeah.
Well,
I want an entire patch of the Ishtola family shenanigans, please. And thank
that
you.
That could be fun. Some lighthearted post-expansion content.
Yes.
So, not to trail off, and I know you didn't do Tataru, so I'll try not to spoil it too much, but
I'll go nuts. I don't care.
You should do, it's a cute story, and at the end mm-hmm. it's not like a big reveal, but they kind of touch on her childhood / going into the Scions or whatever.
Okay, that's some nice Tataru backstory.
Yeah. Very
really
lightly.
Heartwarming? Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Very lightly. Oh, yeah. It was a very cute story.
Yeah, it's like one of those things where I'm like, I'll do it. And I will do it before the expansion comes out. But it seems like the kind of thing that now that it's all stacked end to end, I bet I could knock it out in an afternoon, right? Like, I'll sit down, I'll play 2-3 hours later, I'm done with it.
Yeah.
Which seems like a nice afternoon. But I'm kind of happy.
Afternoon.
Yeah.
It's a Tataru, yeah. Sounds like an adorable block of anime for children.
Yeah.
Tataru afternoon. Yeah. I'd watch it. But I actually like that I have some stuff left to do at the end, right? Like, now that mm-hmm. we're here. Because, yeah, I can actually, you know, feel like I'll just log in. I want to play for a few hours. And I don't know. I'm not just rerunning, like, the same, you know, fights over and over. Because that gets kind of old after a while.
Yeah.
Oh, so now that the game is kind of in the quiet times.
Quieter?
The quiet times. Yeah, and I'm also playing in the twilight hours. Whenever I go into a 24-man raid, I'm not getting, like, the first three. I got Puppet's Bunker the other day. Like, I keep
Dunscaith.
Getting...
Yep.
Oh.
Well,
I'm getting the fun ones.
You don't like Diabolos and the little orbs that bounce people all over the place and
Dunscaith's
nobody can do that fight right?
It's a little long with that extra boss at the end.
I don't really like any of the three in there because I don't remember any of the mechanics and neither does anyone else.
You know, it's funny you say that, and you can tell me to shut up, we'll talk about it later, but I did also today just happen to see a post where somebody was like, they should eye-level sync more content so you have to see and do more mechanics.
No.
And I'm just like, this is not what the people want. Like,
no.
This is, you gotta read.
Speed.
I mean, yeah. They should incentivize like doing Criterion Dungeons or X Trials or something instead mm-hmm. of that. Like, if you want more people doing harder content, like, up the rewards. I mean, main scenario is the one that always gets me. It's the most boring roulette. It sucks. It sucks. It sucks. It's not fun, but it gives out a lot of tomes and experience, so people still do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. I don't, but I might end on trail. We'll see.
Anyway, I feel like most of the mechanics you don't really have to do in like any of the Heavensward Alliance raids.
There's not a lot. I always get the one where you can get pushed off in the beginning.
That's Dunscaith.
Yeah, Dunscaith. I always get that one, and I'm always the only one alive.
People do love to die to that,
same.
Don't they?
That's a rough one. Don't get me wrong, there's plenty of times that I've gotten pushed off, but...
You got to be the Dorito. Be the Dorito you want to see in the world.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So that was my 6.55. Oh, I guess I did the little island thing. That was the first thing I did because I logged in on my island.
I did that too.
Is it just like a hangout with one of your BFFs?
Right,
on your island?
It's the next in a long line of hangouts. I was upset that the visitors were in like pants and long sleeves when they were visiting the island.
Well, they fixed
that. You can
that.
Just say who visited. Like, it's cool. I'm not going to be mad.
It was the Garlians.
Oh, okay. Well, they probably don't own shorts. Like, yeah, if you lived in Garland, right? Like, why would you have, like, t-shirt, short?
Tataru made them outfits eventually, but I was just like, why didn't she give them these outfits on the trip over? Why did they have to show up in pants?
You know what I'm more upset with? The fact that they gave us cheese at the end. Like, just don't give us anything. Why would you give us cheese?
I sold
like
my
as a
cheese.
Quest reward?
So yeah. Did I. Yeah.
Apparently, wow. It's something that crafters use for one of the new relics, I think. It would obviously be Culinarian. I'm sure it's not Carpenter.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? This game's crafting is weird. It could be anything. It could be Carpenter.
So it sold fast and it sold for a decent price.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was really random.
MSQ, we get the backpack. Dude, I'm wearing that backpack everywhere.
Yes.
Even the Sasaru quest, we got some pretty good rewards.
Yeah.
And then we get cheese.
Cheese.
Oh, yeah. Dance. How was the alliance?
It was really cute. You have to do this race with all of the different people that have come together on... like throughout our quests or whatever, you know? So the hippo races were the inspiration for this big space race.
I forgot about the hippos. Ooh.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So okay.
We do a space race. The one guy from what's it called? Is it the Dead Ends? Is that the name of that dungeon? Where you're in the three different areas?
Yeah, yes. Probably.
Yeah. So the final boss, how the guy like evolves into that big Sphinx monster thing.
Mm-hmm.
He does that for the race. It's really funny.
the global citizen or whatever.
Yeah. He does that That's for good. The race. And then the guys that were like fighting each other, the two kind of like Halo looking guys, they like combine their powers and like their racing thing is like a big mech. It's pretty cute.
I gotta do it. I had to finish
I'm looking
the
forward to this.
Yeah, it's really cute. So we all do a space race together, and it's really funny because the hippos have like no idea why they're flying through space and they get really confused. It's really
funny. I feel like that's like kind of mean to the hippos. Like
they're at a disadvantage.
It's a little bit of animal cruelty with the hippos.
Oh no!
Why am I laughing at animal cruelty? That's not funny. Wow.
It's heartwarming animal cruelty in space.
Oh, okay. Well, now it's acceptable.
And then you get a dance at the end, and it's the dance that the rabbits do. And it's great.
Oh, for some reason, I thought you got that dance in the rabbit quest, but that makes more sense.
Yeah,
it's the dance the rabbits do. And the first thing I thought of was what? You mean bee's knees? I know.
Not
I'm sorry.
The RP rabbits.
Not the RP rabbits. Damn. Yeah.
No. But yeah, it was really good.
Yeah.
Really funny. Okay. Please do it. Please look forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it.
Well, that's all of my 6.55.
How many relics have you guys gotten? I've just gotten Machinist and Gunbreaker so far.
I think I've only finished one Oh, no, I haven't even finished one. I literally didn't do the final step to get, like, the Dragoon Relic or whatever, because I didn't really need it. I'll grab it. My thought is, I don't know if I'll get them all, but I'll probably get at least, like, 8 to 10, but just from getting tomes. I don't have anything else to spend
them
on.
Yeah,
right. So.
Same.
I just have Sage for now. I just haven't been on. I need to stop playing Pal World.
Yes. Yes, you do.
It's just so much fun.
I mean, I started playing Dragon Quest VIII again this weekend, so I'm not gonna give you a hard time about the games you do and don't choose to play.
True, true. All right, so no more notes?
No.
No more notes?
Perfect no notes.
I think we covered everything. It was really funny doing hunt trains, and everybody on the hunt trains was using the UFO.
Oh yeah.
That was really funny.
Yeah, I enjoyed when I was in Doma and you, like, just showed up to, like, be abducted, like, mid-abduction next to you. It's such a funny mount.
Oh, it's so good.
It's really good. Oh, I have the smallest complaint. It's not even a complaint about, you know, if maintenance gets extended, that's fine. It's for a good reason. But, man, when I wake up at, like, 10 a.m. now, that's when maintenance is usually done. And I was like, oh, I'm going to wake up, have some coffee, play some 6.55. And then it got extended. And I'm like, so that was fun. It was 24-hour maintenance.
Sounds I already grasped like, about this, so I'm going to just let it go.
No, it's fine for me.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I wasn't awake to play. I just, anyway.
Anyway, we're done. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to follow up with us, you can find us on on social media, probably just Discord or other podcasts. I am at Smartest Pop Tart on Switch and YouTube. I haven't used really.
That sounds right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe it.
Those sound like the things you do that I know
that
about.
Does,
yeah,
that does. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that I know about too. If I'm somewhere else, please let me know. You could also hang out with us on the Discord, and that's mash.gg/discord. And where can we find you guys?
You can't find me anywhere. I'm a ghost.
Shit. Just hang out on the Discord.
Are you an XX user?
No, I actually am still on that.
Okay.
I'm not really posting anything. I'm just giggling at memes.
Just observing. That's good. I'm in the Discord. I'm on like Blue Sky and Reddit or whatever. You can find me. I don't know. Just come to the Discord. It's great.
Yes. You can also use the links in the show notes to see how you can connect with us. And that's imagethosebuttons.com/show. Just scroll to Wondrous Tales. And if you like the show, your support matters. So please review on your favorite podcast platforms. If you do want to support the network as well, there's a couple ways to do that at mtb.gg/support. And that is it from us. So stick around to the end of the episode to hear what other podcasts the network has to offer. See ya.
Goodbye.
Adios.